This meeting to order of the Investment Depository Committee. And minutes. Entertain a motion for minutes from 3/18/24.
I'll make a motion to approve those minutes.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? All right. Jared?
Hi there.
Howdy.
Thanks for meeting with us. This is our annual report. Brent gets to see some of these numbers on a quarterly basis, and then when we have the December 31st numbers prepared, then we can make sure those are finished, and then pull the rest of y'all in and give you an update on the last year. We kind of look at it from a calendar year basis. So this is going to be for 2024. But our investment policy does give us the opportunity to meet with you guys and give you a report. And there's also a few action items in there for the commission as well, which we'll get to in that meeting. We'll get started. Some of these items I'll just mention are related to the new business items that we'll discuss later on in the agenda. And some of them relate to the report that I'll give starting now. But instead of starting with this page, there's a duplicate of the minimum reserves here. So I'm going to go over to an updated version of this report and work from this one instead. So this is a snapshot of, Here we go. This is a snapshot of our cash reserves as of December 31st, 2024. So we've got water in the left-hand column, sewer in the middle, and a total at the right. And we'll go into a little bit more detail on these different categories of funds as we work through the report, but this is just kind of a good summary page to show you the total funds in relation to the minimum reserves. And these are the minimum reserves as calculated December 31st, 2023. So these would have been the numbers that we were working from for calendar year 2024 then. So for the water department, you see total funds of $28.8 million. That's compared to minimum reserves of $14,459,000. So basically 50% of our total funds were considered required minimum reserves, left us with an excess of $14.4 million in water. And then for sewer, our total funds were $25.3 million, and the minimum reserves calculated were $14,856,000, leaving us with about $10.5 million of sewer cash reserves in excess of the minimum. Altogether, we had total funds on December 31st of $54,163,000. The next page shows you our accounts at Arvest Bank and First National Bank. Arvest is really where we work out of. We've got our main account for receiving deposits and paying people, and our water and sewer operating and maintenance accounts here as well. We've got about $16 million at Arvest. First National Bank holds our water and sewer depreciation funds as well as meter deposits. And then when folks pay online, those are also received into an account at First National Bank, and that gets transferred over at least monthly over to our Arvest accounts. We had $2.5 million there at December 31st. This is a schedule of our CDRS invested at year end. Top box there is for water and bottom is for sewer. So you see a total of $14.7 million invested for water and $16.1 million invested for sewer. Under the CD type here, you can see that they are all O&M funds with the exception of one investment in the water department, which holds the majority of our meter deposits funds. These are sorted by purchase date. They're all one-year CDs, and so you can kind of eyeball the rate there and see that over the last three, 4 months of the year, That rate started to drop from the highs that we had seen in the second part of 2023, first part of 2024. I will mention that we just placed $4 million for 4.7% APY, so the rate's a little bit less than that, but still it's actually ticked up a little bit since this last investment in December. Hard to predict what that's going to do, but still great returns for the year. Our access and impact fees are held at Simmons. These are here temporarily, basically, until we reimburse ourselves from these accounts. We reimburse the O&M accounts for qualified disbursements. Basically, when we make additions and improvements to our system, those are qualified disbursements, and we can use access and impact fees to reimburse. But you can see the $3.8 million between the two that was held in these accounts at year end. Debt service accounts, we've got the three at Regions, the 2012 and 2016 series for water, and then for sewer, the 2016 series. And the new one here is the Arvest account for the ANRC bond. We don't owe any principal and interest on this until I think it's November of 2026. But we established this account to receive the funds when we request drawdowns as we spend funds on the dryer solids handling project. We can reimburse ourselves from that bond, and basically we immediately transfer it out to our sewer O&M account. But for the time that it's in that account, it earns a little bit of interest, and that's the $692 that you see right there. And then same for the Regions accounts. We're just putting money every month into these accounts and building that up so that there's funds available there when we make our semi-annual principal and interest payments. This is our schedule of restricted and unrestricted funds. So for the water department, you see the $25 million of unrestricted funds and the different categories then of restricted funds. We've got meter deposits, that's for water only. The label says debt reserve. It's like I just explained, it's the money that we're putting there each month in anticipation of that semi-annual principal and interest payment. So it's really the funds that we're setting aside to pay the P&I as it comes due. Access and impact fees, depreciation, those round out our restricted funds. So we've got a total of 28.8 there for water, and then down here on sewer, it's unrestricted funds of about $22 million, restricted of about 3.4, total of 25.3, and again, we get our total of $54.2 million as of December 31st. So that's the cash itself sitting in the bank. We can head back over here, and I'll give you a quick report just on the interest income. Again, this is over calendar year 2024. We've got our Arvest accounts. I will note here that, just big picture again, this is interest rates and interest income for calendar year 2024. So I've got our different accounts, our GL accounts associated with them, the interest rate at December 31st, interest income for 2024, and then in gray over on the right-hand side of the page, just for comparison purposes, I show you the interest rate this time last year, December 31st, 2023, and the interest income for calendar year 2023. So we can kind of eyeball what's changed, if anything. In general, you're going to see that interest rates have come down a little bit. We end up making more interest income in 2024 than we did in 2023. And part of the reason for that is we've got roughly $4 million extra dollars that was invested in 2024 compared to 2023. But also, these are just point-in-time interest rates, right? They're interest rates as of December 31st. And so I think it's fair to say that interest rates, if you come down here and look at certificates of deposit, for example, these interest rates at December 31st, 2023, that was close to the high water mark. And so the first part of 2023, we were making less than that. Similarly, over here at December 31st, 2024, these have kind of come down, as you saw over those last three, four placements that we made in the last quarter of 2024. So for a good portion of the year, they were a little bit higher than you see here. So that kind of helps explain why big picture shows us earning $2.2 million, up from $1.7 million in interest income over the year. Interest income is up, even though on the whole we see interest rates kind of trending down in terms of these point in time measures. But RVEST, we're still earning 2.85% on most of our accounts. We did have these couple of O&M money market accounts, one in water, one in sewer. There's about $26,000 in there. They've been dormant for as long as I've been here. We didn't know the history on them, and so we finally closed those accounts. We just did that this past month. For bank reconciliation purposes, those have always been combined with our regular O&M checking account. But those are going away. You won't see those on next year's report. Again, our First National Bank accounts, we're earning 1% on those depreciation and meter deposits funds there. We don't earn anything on the credit card account, but the funds that are collected there, as I mentioned, are just there temporarily until we transfer them over to our RVEST accounts. Our trust accounts at Simmons are earning 4.36%. Those are all U.S. Treasuries, down a little bit from last year. Certificates of deposit, you saw this schedule, and this is the average interest rate for those different investments. We're at 4.72% for water, 4.8% for sewer. Down a little bit, as you can see, from the average rates in 2023. Our bond accounts are earning about 4.5%, and that new account at RVEST for that ANRC bonds earning 1.75%. And as I mentioned, it totals up to about $2.2 million of interest income. Any questions on that piece?
Good job.
Yeah, that's good.
Before I leave the report, there's one more item on our investment policy that I need to mention. The investment policy asks the committee to review and make internal control recommendations if there are any related to our investments. The committee didn't have any last year. Staff didn't have any recommendations for changes. We got through our FY24 audit without any recommendations from our auditor in terms of things we should be doing differently with our internal controls, but I put that out there to let you know that there's been no changes there, but if you have any recommendations, we're certainly open to it.
May I say this looks very consistent to what I'm seeing over on the city side. Rates are good. This was a different picture back in 2018. So we have enjoyed these nice rates. It looks very consistent, so I have no, it's consistent what I'm seeing.
Good.
So, no recommendations.
Right. Very good. Do we need to take any action on this report?
I think that's just a review for you.
Okay.
I think the actions you'll take under new business.
Well, by all means, carry on.
All right, then. So new business, item number one is a modification to the RWU investment policy. There's a resolution that we'll also present to the commission. What's included in the packet here is the exhibit to that. It actually gives you the meat and potatoes of the policy. This is a marked-up version, so it has in red those proposed changes to it that we're making. I'm really going to skip through this part. I think we can pretty well cover it from Exhibit A back here in the back. All right. So this is the heart of the proposal here. And it's a comparison between how we calculated this in 2024 and how we have calculated it for many years. compared to what we're proposing now for 2025. So big picture, staff's proposing a decrease in the amount of required minimum reserves. We have a required minimum both for water and for sewer. And our formula for calculating this, you can see there under the 2024 column, is last year's operating expenses, including depreciation, plus debt service, equals the required minimum reserves. And then if you take away depreciation, then you get the minimum short-term reserves, which is basically our guideline for those investment vehicles that have to be 1 year or less in length. And you know, there's just been a couple of things that we didn't really like about this. In part, just it made no distinction between restricted and unrestricted funds, and we felt that that kind of clarity was important to have. And the other piece that is really driving this is that debt service component there, and you can see it's what, $1.7 million for water and $1.5 almost for sewer the last time that we ran these calculations. This has been a calculation that has served us well for many years. It's a conservative approach. It has helped to put us in a strong financial position. All of that is good. But we're in a place now where we're doing a rate study, and we've got a capital projects list that has some significant capital projects in it. And we know that largely due to those capital projects, we'll be needing to propose some rate increases both on the water and the sewer side. That's going to be driving those rate increases. And apart from this change that we're making here, there would be additional rate increases that would be necessary. If our debt service right now is, let's just say, $1.5 million each on water and sewer, I think in 5 years, the debt service for sewer is projected to be over $10 million. So that's another $10 million that this calculation would require us to have just sitting aside in a bank account somewhere. That's in addition to the $10 million that we'd actually be making in terms of our principal and interest payment that year. There are other ways of getting a debt service reserve, and it might be necessary to have one of those in order to get the best rates the next time that we issue bonds. But the last time that we did it with a surety bond. And we used part of the proceeds from the bond to pay the premium for that surety bond to help cover us in the event that for whatever reason we couldn't make a timely principal and interest payment. So we don't feel like it's important to have cash sitting aside in order to cover this type of payment. We will have bond covenants and requirements that go along with that, and of course we'll abide by that. But this is sort of an over and above sort of thing that in our mind is or would be putting too much of a burden on our ratepayers, and we're trying to strike this balance between having a buffer, having some funds set aside, being able to have just that peace of mind that comes with that, but then also not putting an unnecessary burden on the ratepayers. And so you can see the proposal here in terms of dollars. Again, it's last year's operating expenses, not including depreciation. We're talking about $10.7 million for water and just over $9 million for sewer. Those are unrestricted funds. We make that distinction. And the only reserve requirement that we would have then for restricted funds would be in the water department, and that's our meter deposits liability. And then my note down here about, it's in the highlighting at the bottom of the page, it says minimum short-term reserves for water sewer is equal to unrestricted minimum reserves plus restricted assets for this update that we're proposing. So if we look at water, this is a kind of an abbreviated version of our restricted and unrestricted fund schedule. We're talking about minimum reserves. There's that $10.7 million number there. Minimum reserves, unrestricted, plus all our restricted assets equals our minimum short-term reserves right there in yellow, 14.5. And so any cash reserves in addition to that, we show in this second table here. This is where we could have them in longer investment vehicles if we chose. Right now, they're all in either bank accounts or one-year CDRS. $14 million. It totals up to the 24.9, almost 25 that we've got in water. Well, plus the restricted assets of $3.9 million equals our total of $28.8 million in water. And here's where that minimum reserve is for restricted funds. It's our meter deposits liability. So we actually have $1.48 million in the bank for meter deposits. As that money sits there, it earns interest. The interest is ours to keep, but theoretically, we'll one day owe the deposits back to the customers, and that liability is what we're saying is our minimum reserve requirement for meter deposits. But all these other restricted classes here, the principal and interest that we pay on our debt, those debt service accounts, the access and impact fees, the depreciation, there's nothing that says we've got to have minimum amounts for those, and staff's not proposing that either. So for water then, you see this minimum reserves requirement both for unrestricted and as far as restricted goes, it's just meter deposits. And then for sewer, it's just unrestricted. We do have some of those same funds for debt service, access and impact fees, depreciation, but again, no minimums required or proposed for those. So we're just talking about the $9 million of unrestricted minimum reserves requirement for sewer. We feel like this is a pretty good balance. As I said, it gives us some buffer when we need it. We've tried to do our due diligence in terms of assessing the risks that we might be subject to, whether that's a key industrial employer leaving town, or maybe just a super wet year when nobody irrigates their lawn and we don't have those revenues coming in. In both of those scenarios, this is more than enough money to get us along for a while. In addition to this, we also consider our debt service coverage ratio, just our net income over our debt. We're considering that as we put together our rate study. I think in both cases, our drafts have us over 2.0 virtually every year. There may be one year in sewer where we dip below 2.0. Just for a year or two, but that's still a strong ratio. And the point is, we're trying to structure our rates in such a way that our current year income, there's plenty of buffer there too in terms of what we're generating each year to pay the bills. So between these cash reserves and rates that give us the income that we need to have that level of comfort, we feel this is a pretty good compromise. We ask for your recommendation from the committee, and then I think it's the commission that would actually approve these updates to the investment policy.
Well, I'll say I appreciate the conservative approach over all the years, but I also understand this is still a very conservative approach. It's just a reorganization of the reserves, and I think it's still very conservative with the new layout. So that's my opinion on it.
Very good. Agreed.
Agreed.
Okay. Do we need a motion for making a recommendation?
Mr. Chairman, this is a recommendation to the commission. You need a motion, a second. This body would vote on it to send a recommendation to the commission to approve the new reserve, the amendments to the depository policy.
Very good. I would entertain a motion for making a recommendation to Water Sewer Commission.
And I would second that recommendation for the modification of the investment policy.
Or I'll make a motion to approve the modification to the RWU investment policy that Mr. Sigmund presented.
I have a first and a second.
Second.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? All right.
Last item of business here is the designation of RWU depositories. Our investment policy does require the committee to designate, subject to the approval of the commission, these banking institutions into which public funds can be deposited. This is the list. I'm sorry, I can't make that any bigger for some reason. There it is. This is the list that was approved by the committee and the commission in the March meeting last year. And just for the record, I'll read those. It's Arvest Bank, Bank OZK, BOK Financial, Cadence Bank, Centennial Bank, Chambers Bank, First National Bank, First Western Bank, Regions Bank, and Simmons Bank. The policy also requires us to conduct an annual review of their financial condition. And in satisfaction of that requirement, staff's confirmed that each of these institutions remains eligible to receive public funds as determined by the Arkansas State Bank Department on their website. At this time, it's our request of the committee that you designate this above list. No changes to it from the last time it was approved, as RWU depository subject to approval of the commission.
All right.
Yeah, I'll designate the approval of the RWU depositories, RVS Bank, Bank OZK, BOK Financial, Cadence Bank, Centennial Bank, Chambers Bank, First National Bank of Fort Smith, First National Bank of Northwest Arkansas, First Western Bank, Regions Bank, and Simmons Bank as the approved depositories for RWU.
Is that a motion, Brent?
Yes.
I second that motion.
I have a first and a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Jared, thanks, man. Nice work.
Thank you.
All right. Is there any other business? Then we are adjourned.
Thank you.
With 3 minutes to spare.
3 minutes.